The Marching Roundtable is proud to be an official media partner of Drum Corps International.
This podcast is sponsored by 6to5 Productions, found at 6to5productions.com. The Madison Scouts is one of DCI's most loved drum corps. This is Tim Hinton, the Beast of the Marching Arts, and my friend Jason Robb has recently taken over the role of program coordinator for the Drum Corps. On this podcast, we talk about plans for the 2020 season, how they are working to create next year's show and a great member experience, focusing on tradition and identity, while also making structural changes and focusing on inclusion.
That's our goal, is like, what are we going to bring the Madison Scouts to so that the kids can perform and communicate with the audience the way that we used to remember? And, you know, is it going to be like 1990s Madison? No, it's going to be new and modern and those things. But every time we've met and when we've been talking, we've been asking ourselves, in this moment, how can we empower the members to communicate that Madison Scouts-ism to them? And that's a hard question. I mean, that's really easy to kind of talk about it around a coffee table. But when you're actually constructing performable material, it's a hard task. But that's what we need to get back to. We need to get back to a drum corps where the people are so excited to see them that they can't contain themselves. We need to empower the kids to be confident performers. And that's kind of like our number one goal as a design team as we sit down and create this next year's production.
Jason Robb, the new program coordinator, talking about the Madison Scouts, moving forward with tradition and change on the Marching Roundtable. This podcast is sponsored by 6to5 Productions, found at 6to5productions.com. That's SIXTOFIVE productions.com. 6to5 Productions bridges the gap between prepackaged shows and custom show design. With a built-in series of drop-down menus on each show page, clients are able to affordably customize any prepackaged show to fit the needs of their ensemble. In addition to show customization at your fingertips, 6to5 Productions also offers the following services: original show design for marching band, winter percussion, and indoor winds, custom drill design, color guard sound design, and prop design. Whatever your design needs may be, take an immense step forward with 6to5 Productions. Hey everybody, welcome to the Marching Roundtable. This is Tim Hinton talking to somebody I really admire, Jason Robb. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, Jason, you're a very accomplished guy. You're the band director at Rouse High School. You're like designer and program coordinator and artistic director for tons of shows and schools. And now you have this great new role as program coordinator at the Madison Scouts. So congratulations.
Thank you. It's really exciting. I'm really super pumped.
Well, I'm really excited for you, and I think that you're a great man for the job, and I'm really happy for us to get to talk about Madison, because everybody has a place in their heart for the Madison Scouts. I mean, I think like that's just one of those cores that everybody loves.
You know, it's funny to say that, since this has happened in the last 2-3 months that I've been working, just about every conversation I have with anybody, everyone wants to see the Madison Scouts succeed. Everybody loves the Madison Scouts, and everyone wants the best for them. It's like this group that everyone just has a warm place in their heart for. And I'll tell you that I have just felt that a lot in all the different conversations I have. I'm talking to, I walked into a BOA judges critique 3 weeks ago, and all the judges literally got up and gave me a hug and congratulated me, and they just wanted to talk about Madison. And I was like, no, I need to talk about Rouse right now. But, maybe we can catch up another time. But, they're excited, and everyone loves that drum corps. So it's an honor, and I'm really, really excited to, share everyone with what we've been doing over the next couple months.
Absolutely. So you are an alumni, right, of the corps?
I am. I marched 2002, 2003, 2004. And I was supposed to march 2005 and 2006, but I tore a ligament in my ankle, so my drum corps career was cut short.
Oh, wow. What did you play?
Mellophone. I played mellophone, which was amazing.
Cool. All right. So you are a Madison alum. So that, I think people want Madison to be Madison, and I think there's been a little bit of an identity crisis. Can I say that lately? People are like, is that really look like Madison? I think, can I say that? Is that fair?
You can say whatever you want. I agree. It's funny. I actually just did a webcast with some members, some current members and age outs, And, you know, I've spent about a third of my life. I'm 34. I marched the Corps for 3 years, and then I was on staff for 7 years. So I've been with the Drum Corps for 10 years prior to now. My wife and I had a son in the summer of 2010. So I stopped really teaching around 2014. And, you know, I think if you just took a picture of the Drum Corps, or you just even just played a 3 minutes of any one of the shows, like in the last couple of years, I think it's not even that any of them are notoriously bad, good, or whatever. They just don't seem like they have kind of decided what they wanted to be. And so for me to kind of assemble a team, I think that's kind of actually our biggest goal, is like, what are the Madison Scouts? You know, when you watched the Madison Scouts for the first time, Tim, like what did you think of? Like, what do you think about?
Are you actually wanting to know?
Yeah, I would love that.
I thought that might be rhetorical. To me, Madison is all about this sort of masculine, sort of swagger, tons of energy, aggressive, loud, in-your-face music that's, no matter if it's the jazz or the Broadway or all the different things that they're known for, like, it's just like they're gonna pop, but they're gonna whop me in the face, and I love it. You know what I mean? Like, I always think back to some of those great, great shows. Well, we all have memories of great, great Madison shows. And listen, I do understand in this current climate and the changes in the activity, people are trying things, and I never begrudge, a creative team for saying, well, let's try this, you know? So here you are again, you're sort of, let's try this. But I do understand that there's a real effort, if I understand it, to, make it seem like Madison, right?
That's true. And that, you know, it's funny you said the word that you said when you described what you think Madison is. I talked to, I don't know, 50, 60 of my closest friends just about, you know, like, what does the Madison Scouts mean to you? And the word that you said that every single person I've talked to says is swagger. And, you know, I've been thinking about that with the design team. You know, the arranger that I hired, his name is Daniel Montoya. And when I hired the design team, all six people, I asked them about, like, you know, why would you want to be on the design team for the Madison Scouts? And Daniel Montoya had a really good story. It was in 1993. That's when they played Strawberry Soup, or one of the times they played Strawberry Soup. And he said he just remembers being a high school kid seeing the Madison Scouts drum line in Killeen, Texas at a rehearsal. And he just wanted to be those guys because the energy that they had, the way that they were confident, the way that they performed. And to me, that's what's been missing. It's almost like the past couple of years, we've just kind of got obsessed with the show and got obsessed with like what we're trying to do. And we've lost that. The kids of the show, you know, like the members are the ones you have to empower the members with an opportunity to be. And I just don't think that that's been there. So sometimes you can't, it's hard to see the forest through the trees. And I think that's our goal, is like, what are we going to bring the Madison Scouts to so that the kids can perform and communicate with the audience the way that we used to remember? And, you know, is it going to be like 1990s Madison? No, it's going to be new and modern and those things. But every time we've met and when we've been talking, we've been asking ourselves, in this moment, how can we empower the members to communicate that Madison Scouts ism to them? And that's a hard question. I mean, that's really easy to kind of talk about it around a coffee table, but when you're actually constructing performable material, it's a hard task. But that's what we need to get back to. We need to get back to a drum corps where the people are so excited to see them that they can't contain themselves. We need to empower the kids to be confident performers. And that's kind of like our number one goal as a design team as we sit down and create this next year's production.
Yeah, I love that you said that, because, I mean, when I think of Madison, I actually think of moments where I was sitting in a crowd and like this sort of Madison frenzy thing happened all around me and everybody just went berserk. And it was so exciting because there's this huge brass sound and this exciting, crisp movement that they were known for. And like, that's, you know, I mean, I think about that and I think, man, that's why I love marching. You know, that's why I love drum corps and marching band. Like that they can create that kind of excitement and emotion in a crowd is very exciting. And that's great that you're thinking that way. I think what's hard, and anybody that's ever been a designer for any show, I think will understand that, like, capturing that and figuring out the right music at the right time and the right way to be competitive in 2020, but also like bring that, like, it seems like a gigantic puzzle. So where did you guys, I mean, I love that you started talking about what does it mean to you? What do we want to get back to? I love that that was a sort of starting point. That makes me feel kind of gives me some confidence that, you know, that you're doing this maybe the way I might want you to, you know, just me as a fan. Where did you start after that?
So After I was offered the position, the first thing I did is I convinced that Chris Komnick is the executive director of the Madison Scouts, and I could not speak higher of his flexibility and just everything that he's done to support me this far, because, you know, he's had a couple people in and out the last couple of years. I mean, he's had this rotating door, and that's hard. Mm-hmm. You know, it's no different than a pro football team. You know, and you have these head coaches and quarterbacks going through the door. He's had these people running his drum corps in terms of the creative side, and it hasn't been consistent. So the first thing I did is I wanted to hire a counterpart that would be helping head up the educational team, because I think the days are gone now where a program coordinator is kind of overseeing everything in the drum corps. So he created a position for me called the educational coordinator position. So it's basically what I do, but that person is coordinating the educational team. So all of the caption heads and making sure that that's all taken care of. So there's a link between what and the how. So like, what are we doing, and then how are we getting it done? So the first person that I hired, his name is Nick Monzi. He's really accomplished human. He went to Harvard. He runs a nonprofit that does all of the educational outreach for the NBA, but he also has a pageantry background. He marched in the 2009 Carolina Crown Brass Line. He was one of the conductors for the 2010 Phantom Regiment, and then he aged out in the Blue Devils in 2011. So he, you know, arguably marched three of the most iconic drum corps in drum corps right now, and then has served on different educational staffs. And he's basically tasked with helping the design team hire and manage, you know, all of the outstanding teachers that we have. So that was the first thing I did, because, you know, just like I said before, like, we need to make sure that we have first class educators. And I think there had been a little bit of erosion. There were some amazing teachers, but I just don't know that everyone was on the same page. And if anyone listening to this podcast has ever taught or been around a drum corps staff, you know, communication is key, and you have to make sure that you have people managing to make sure everyone's expectations are on this, like, all aligned. So that was the first thing I did. After that, I basically just made a list and started making phone calls of people that were interested. And I talked to a lot of designers, and I just slowly started piecing together our current design team one by one. So I started, you know, with basically what I would say, you know, are really key components, which would be obviously the brass arranger and then the visual designer. And I didn't necessarily take the angle of who is the most named person I can find. I just kind of started making phone calls and trying to talk to people that I knew did good work in weird way, not weird ways, but maybe less flashy ways. Like our drill designer, Noah Bellamy, outstanding. He has written drum corps drill before. He wrote for the Troopers in 15, 16, 17. And he has huge success in the WGI arena. He's written for a lot of groups. He's done a lot of really, really amazing things. Right now, I think his most notable group would be Infinity Percussion, who's like a independent world-class percussion group. But he does a lot of other great things. And just when I got on the phone with him, the chemistry was just incredible. We talk almost daily now, and just I can't speak enough about his just the way that he interacts with other people. You know, and that's kind of how I assembled the team. I was just looking for people that would have good chemistry, and then just made sure I really studied their work and their samples to make sure that they would be, you know, appropriate for what I was trying to hire for this organization.
Yeah, what's tricky is you want to find all these great people, and I love that you're finding a lot of people who have been really successful, and maybe this is their moment to, you know, take this step and take, you know, have this moment to, you know, take on this kind of role. But you're also having to create chemistry where these people all sort of go together and maybe can think the same way. So that, I'm sure that was part of the equation too.
Yeah. So, and you know, everyone has some sort of tie together on the team. So our design team, we just kind of list it out. So I'm the program coordinator. Daniel Montoya Jr. is the brass arranger. Noah Bellamy is the visual designer. Josh Wendt, who I'll kind of talk through these people in a second, is our visual coordinator. Our percussion arrangers are Matt Hahn. Our color guard designer is Jennifer Lisseth, which is incredible. And then Michael Turner is like a really well-known BOA DCI judge, and he was actually in charge of the color guard caption last year. And I kept him on. He's actually like a creative consultant, basically helping us look at things. And he's actually going to be helping our drum corps do some policy, like, you know, lobbying, I guess I would say, but he's really, really, really tight with a lot of really great judges and kind of helping us keep an eye on the activity. And like, he's going to be going to the Janual with me in January and like helping speak on behalf of the Sheets, on that behalf of the Madison Scouts, help with fundraising. He's just a really talented individual. So he's also basically a creative consultant for the team. So everyone on the team has ties together. Jennifer actually taught the Madison Scouts when I was a member, which she hates that I say that, but she's incredible. She's actually the person that came up with the show this year. Like, we know what the show is going to be, and it was totally her idea, which is going to be awesome. And she has worked with Daniel on different projects before. So her and Daniel Montoya know each other. She also worked with Noah a little bit when he was at the Trooper. So there's already that established chemistry there. Josh Wendt is a really, really big, I mean, he has a ton, works with a ton of groups across the country. He did a bunch of choreography for the Carolina Crown in 2016 and 17, does bands all across the country, does a lot of work with WGI Winter Drumline groups. And he has worked with Matt Hahn and Ryan Ellis on percussion groups before. And he's also worked with Noah Bellamy on percussion groups before. So they already know each other. And then Noah and Matt and Ryan have worked on each other with different projects. And Noah has worked on projects with Daniel. So there's all these ties across our team, but none of them have ever worked kind of all on one team before. But it's good because, like, we had our first design treat last week, and I mean, we literally, I mean, it was amazing. Like, we all got in the room, went to dinner, came back, and we stayed up till 2 a.m. and basically banged out. Like, I mean, we just came up with like our, the whole, we rented an Airbnb and the walls of the living room were just covered with these big white sticky post-it sheets that Jennifer put up all over the walls. We're just writing all of these ideas just because the chemistry was so fantastic. And a lot of that is just because I tried to find people that had a relationship at least tied a little bit around each other so we could kind of have a running head start rather than, you know, seven people that have never met each other before.
Yeah, and you know, the really other great thing is with Daniel Montoya Jr. on the team, you know that everybody's going to be in the right shoes all summer.
That is true. He for sure has a lot of shoe game that he can bring to the table. You know, that's his hobby. So if you are an Instagram person, you need to search Daniel Montoya Jr. on Instagram, and you can see all of the fresh kicks that he wears all the time. You know what's crazy? You know that he has his own clothing line too?
Well, that doesn't shock me at all. And
yeah, he has a clothing line called General Effect, and I'm actually wearing one of his t-shirts right now. So he's so hilarious how he dabbles in all the different things he does, or dabbles, I mean.
Well, I know that he's all about the shoes, and good for him. And I just had to mention that. So I also understand that you already said that Chris Komnik allowed you to create this position for the educational director, or whatever you're calling it, super smart. Were there other changes that the sort of core put into place to help you feel like you could get this all done the way you would want to?
They did. So there's a couple of things that are really important to me. One of the things when Chris and I had our final talk together before he hired me is that I told him that I wanted him to know that I had his back, and I wanted him to have my back. And so I talked to him about just like, you know, how can we communicate in a way where we are always on the same page? So we have basically just a group of administrators. So I would be the design administrator. Nick, who I talked about earlier, is the educational administrator. We have Chris, who runs the umbrella nonprofit. And then Dan Peterson and David Lofi are basically like the core directors. Dan Peterson was a core director for a while, but now he actually runs the Forward Performing Arts nonprofit. And then Chris is actually the executive director that serves on the board. And then there's another basically development person. His name's Nick Putnam. He's younger. So these six people, we meet about twice a month on just conference, just basically update each other. You know, we operate on Slack channels. And it was really important to me that we should be meeting regularly, even if it's just for 15 minutes. You know, like, let's get on the call. Does anyone have any updates? And sometimes they're an hour and sometimes they're 30 minutes. But this group of people, we're always on the same page to make sure that all the parts of the drum corps are connecting and we don't have any holes in communication. That was big for me, just to make sure that we are all on the same page. And if anyone gets inside this circle of people, like, we know that we've got each other backs. So that was important to me because, you know, the Madison Scouts, they have a climb to make. You know, we were 17th last year and the Madison Scouts need to be in finals. So the administration is the key to me of like how this organization is going to be running on all cylinders. The second thing is I wanted to ensure that this team that I brought in would have time to get the job done, because it's not going to happen in 1 year. So all of the designers and all the caption heads were hired on a 3-year term at minimum. So everyone that was extended a contract, as long as they're, you know, operating the way they should be and doing the things that we should do, we're all going to be there for 3 years, which I'm really, really excited about. And I, you know, that's not something that's super common in our kind of world, because it's like, you know, you better be good or you're out. So, all the caption heads and all of the designers were extended 3-year contracts when they were signed, which is pretty awesome.
Well, that's just crazy smart because it takes a while. Like you said, as much as we would all love to see Madison in finals next year, and hey, maybe we will, but it does take a long time to make this sort of shift. You know, a giant steamliner like the Scouts doesn't turn, you know, really quickly. What a terrible analogy. But anyway.
No, it is, though. It makes sense, though.
No, that was terrible. But I like that idea very much. And also, you know, every time you hear, I'll say two things. One is every time I talk to a drum corps staff, I have the great privilege with the podcast to get to talk to and do the interviews and stuff that I've been doing. I get to talk to a lot of staff, and they always talk about how being together a while, you know, even if they have this chemistry that they already have up front, like you've said, which is really smart, it just takes a while for them to sort of get it all going. And the longer they're together, the better it goes. And so I love that idea of giving everybody the assurance of some time to work through it and not, you know, be looking over their back every second. That seems really, really smart to me. The other thing is every time I talk to a band director about shows that don't go well, it's because of the things you just mentioned. There wasn't communication. Everybody wasn't on the same page. People weren't talking. The drill writer didn't do what they thought because he didn't get the right information from the guard person, et cetera, et cetera. So all this stuff about communication and being in touch and having each other's backs, like that all seems just really smart and sort of comforting to me for the direction of the Corps sort of starting, you know, in this new venture.
Yeah, we're excited about it. You know, and it's funny that you even said that in the design meeting last week. We were sitting in the Airbnb, and we were talking about this idea that we really want to do. And Ryan Ellis, who's the battery arrangers, goes, "Thank goodness we have these 3-year contracts. I don't know if I would be comfortable taking this risk without it." And so, like, you know, Chris came down. We had the retreat here in Austin, and Chris talked to us the first night, and he said, you know, one of his messages was the design team was to, you know, have courage, like take big chances. Like, you know, if you have an idea, don't back off on it, like go for it. You know, he brought us here. He gave us this assurance. And then honestly, it's really carried with the designers because we're getting to really think about how are we going to push the envelope while still creating a product that's going to be performable and create success for the kids. So, you know, I think that we're going to try some things that are really different and new, and especially for a core that's in the position we're in, we're excited to still be able to innovate, even though we're, you know, we're going to be leading a drum corps that was left last year in 17th. But I don't think that that's what we're going to be seeing. I think we're going to really get people excited right from the beginning of the season, which I'm excited about.
Well, yeah. And also for a team like this, that's starting this venture together, you know, there's probably like a 3-year plan in everybody's mind too. Like, I'm sure that shows probably came up or music came up and everybody's like, wait, that's a year 2 thing. That might be a year 3 thing. Like, that's just, if you have that kind of context, then you can sort of table something. All the great designers are thinking, planning way ahead.
The very first idea that came out was from our visual coordinator, Josh Wendt, and we just agreed that it was an awesome idea, but maybe that was a year 2 or a year 3 idea. And we literally put it into, I have a folder in our Dropbox that says future shows, and we're just dragging those ideas down to the future shows idea.
Yeah, great.
So that's exactly what you said. Yeah, we're excited about it.
So. Okay, so we know that you're working hard to keep Madison being Madison, traditions that are there continue, but we do have another really big change this year, which is the Corps going co-ed. So how is that influencing anything that you're doing?
Well, first off, you know, I mean, I think it's important, you know, I've had a lot of questions about, I mean, that's one of the first questions people normally ask me is like, how do you feel about the drum corps going co-ed? And, you know, it's funny. It's like, well, I would, you know, of course I'm excited about it because it's the position I just accepted, you know. One of the things that I've been telling people, and I kind of told you this when we were prepping for the call, is that the Madison Scouts has always been a very inclusive place. You know, way back when, it was one of the only places that a man could go and spin, and they were being inclusive of that, you know, because there were a lot of, you know, all the color guards in the activity were female only. So the board and Chris and Dan decided a couple years ago that they needed to start talking about inclusion. And that's the reason that the change was made. So we are in a little bit of a threshold here in terms of this is the only first summer that we'll ever have after this. You know, we're going to go through a culture shift in terms of the membership is going to be co-ed, and that's the first time it'll ever happen. So the only things that we're really doing is just ensuring that we have like, you know, as much of a male and female representation on the staff and obviously on the design team. And then there are going to be nods to the change of the organization. There will be a little bit of historical nod in our production, and there will be moments where, you know, we, you know, maybe take the Aussie off and the girls let their hair down. But we're not, the production is not going to be about this change. The production is going to be about the Madison Scouts. And so I think that, you know, it's important for us that we really look deep down and try and give everyone an opportunity to participate. And you're going to see that we are going to announce the artist list from where all of our repertoire comes from here probably in maybe a month or so. And, you know, we are going to have a diverse list of artists that we're pulling music from. And the same thing, you know, we're trying to get, you know, the Madison Scouts is something really cool, Tim. We changed the way that we hired our staff this year. So, Tim, if you wanted to be a staff member on the Madison Scouts, you could go to the Madison Scouts website and fill out an intake form. And then someone from the Madison Scouts would reach out to you and basically give you a mini interview for a job at the Scouts. And we actually have found some really incredible teachers and designers through this process. And you know, that's how we're just trying to be as inclusive and possible in all ways that we're operating the organization.
So are you saying that opportunity is still available on the website?
It is. We're almost wrapped up. There's a couple of things we need to fill out, but I can tell you that we found our brass caption head through the intake process. We have hired a music coordinator. So this person will be basically coordinating the music ensemble all summer. So making sure that like the electronics and the brass and the percussion front ensemble battery is all unified. And that person came through. They applied to be here at the Madison Scouts. She's one of the band directors at the University of Texas, Tiffany Gallo. She's incredible. And she just, you know, put in an application because she wanted to be a part of this change that the Madison Scouts are going through.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's incredible. We still have a couple admin positions left. We have a couple intern positions left and different things. But if, you know, if someone was interested in being a staff member of the Madison Scouts, they can literally go onto the website and apply, which that's actually standard setting. There's no one else in the activity that's operating that way, which we're really excited about. So,
wow, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a long roundabout way of saying that we are going to be changing a lot of things in terms of just making sure that we are as inclusive as possible. But I wouldn't say that, you know, we're not going to be, we're just going to be treating everyone the same. And we will be making some nods to things, but we're not going to do a show about girls in the core, if that's what you're asking.
Well, no, but I'm glad to hear that actually.
Yeah.
But, and it's very cool. It'll be really interesting to see, I guess everybody's just sort of a little nervous and like, you know, I guess everybody's been nervous really. So that's not really fair for me to even say that. I'm that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you because I'm like, well, everybody shouldn't be nervous. Let's get everybody excited. Let's let them know what's going on. And I wanted them to know that I feel like, you know, the core's in good hands. And one, because I just think so highly of you, Jason, but also because of all the conversations we've had, there seem like all these really smart, intelligent, great educational people are a part of this. Are signing on and getting involved. And of course you're attracting those people and they're coming to the core because they love the core. But I just want people to know that I feel like, you know, good things are happening.
Well, and here's the cool thing, Tim. I mean, we already have more kids signed up to audition than they had all year last year.
Awesome.
And you know, and it's getting every day. I mean, our goal is to double what we had last year. We have tons of female memberships, signed up already. It's about, you know, the DCI average is that 30% of marching members in drum corps are female and then 70% are male. And we're a little bit above that. I think we're at like 34% female and then the rest male. But I mean, we're sticking right to the DCI average. And, you know, and that's great. We're excited about it. You know, I get a lot of Facebook messages and Instagram messages just from people asking about the show and whatever. But I could tell you it's going to be Madison. And I can tell you, Tim, as we've had private conversations, by second 90, I think I'm going to have your number. I think we're going to make it really well known that everyone right about second 90 in the show, that everyone knows what we're trying to play. So I'm pretty excited about it. We are going to be doing some things that are old, some things that drum corps fans from a long time ago will really enjoy. And we are going to play some really new stuff too. So it's going to be a really, really fun thing to put together.
Well, that's all really exciting to hear. And I think anybody's willing to give you 90 seconds to see what happens, in this short attention span world of ours.
Somebody's
listening and they're interested in you, like when you gave us these numbers, those are people that are applying, right? Or they're not people that are actually been chosen for the core.
Yeah, we are doing all final selections. So we have a series of satellite camps all over the place, California, Indianapolis, Wisconsin, Texas. And all of that will push everyone to a December camp, and then we'll be offering our first round of final contracts in December.
Okay, so if I'm listening and I want to be a member of the Corps, a marching member, where do I do?
MadisonScouts.org, and it's the first link right at the top. And you go in there, and all of the links are available. We actually even have a process where if someone cannot get to one of those locations, they can actually do their first round of auditions mobily. So, like, you can buy a mobile packet where a staff member will basically set up an online interview, and you'll basically get a visual staff. If you're like a brass player, you would get a visual staff member and a brass staff member, and we would literally take your audition online on the computer. We do these live experiences because the kids are getting taught at these camps. It's like a full day camp, but you know, some people just can't afford that. So, you could hypothetically get invited to a callback camp in December by just going onto a webcam and doing an audition online that's scheduled with two staff members.
Well, and I would say to that point, if you are marching age and you're thinking about this, but you're thinking, oh man, I'd never be good enough, I say, be bold. What do you have to lose? You know, like, apply.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's funny because, you know, right now we're in this really weird world where people have all these preconceived notions of what drum corps is. Drum corps has honestly never been stronger. We have so much more digital outreach, so much more availability to watch shows because of flow marching. And, you know, what we're finding is that the audition numbers are throughout the roof. You know, we're having these smaller open class drum corps pop back out of the fold. And, any drum corps, whether it be the Madison Scouts or anything else, if it's something that you've ever wanted to do, you know, you're not going to lose anything, and you might be shocked on how many drum corps are looking for kids all the way until March, April. And so, I mean, if you want to do it, get out there, you know. And I'll tell you that, you know, all of the drum corps now, I mean, when you marched, Tim, or when I marched, I mean, the quality of life on drum corps tour right now is not even like, I mean, it doesn't represent anything that we went through. I mean, the kids are treated so well, and like all of the, I mean, the Madison Scouts are going to be traveling with four professional trainers on tour all summer. I mean, can you imagine? It's just crazy. So I just think it's a really exciting time to be involved in drum corps. It's a really exciting time to be involved in all of the things that we're talking about. And I'm just excited to see the kids out there and get them going here at the first camp coming in November.
Well, I love the excitement in your voice, because that's sort of the way you're talking about all of this is the way I would want the program coordinator taking over this to talk. You know, to sound, you know what I mean? Like, you like confident and excited, and like you're excited about the people you brought on, and you're excited about the potential of everything that's happening. And that's made me feel confident and excited. So that's awesome.
Well, you know, I mean, and I know you're an alumnus of the Phantom Regiment. I mean, this is my home. You know, I mean, I owe a lot of what has been good in my life to the Madison Scouts. I probably wouldn't have met my wife if it wasn't for the Madison Scouts. I wouldn't have my current job if it wasn't for the Madison Scouts. I just, everything good in my life I can retrace to when I was a 16-year-old auditioning at you know, East High School in Madison, Wisconsin in the fall of 2001. And here I am, and it's a really hugely important responsibility. But I'm so excited about just, you know, trying to give the kids and the membership and the guys and the girls like something that they can be really proud of. And I know that, you know, I've surrounded myself with people that are way smarter than me and way more talented than I am. And we're, you know, we're really excited about what we're working on. You know, we just had our first design retreat. We're going to do another retreat right before Thanksgiving, and we're doing a third retreat at Midwest. And we're trying to find ways to be in the same room with each other just so we can get our ideas together rather than doing things mobily. And it's been a really good process so far. And we also have a phone call every single week together, and they last about an hour. And it's just, I wish I could just share with you a live feed of everything that's happening. It's just going to be so fun.
Well, of course, we all wish you could too, but we don't expect you to. It feels like things are in good hands. And I would also remind the alumni out there, like, listen to this conversation, listen to Jason's voice, listen to what he's doing, listen to what their goals are. I think that the most important thing to me, Jason, is that because you're an alumni and this team gets it, that it's, you know, the tradition of what the Madison Scouts is, that's not going away.
Well, and you know, I mean, I marched the drum corps for 3 years, and then I was on staff for 7 years. I marched a drum corps that didn't make finals, and then I marched a drum corps that was, you know, high. And then I taught a drum corps that didn't make finals, and then I taught a horn line that we were sixth 1 year, you know. And I'll tell you, to me, the common thread is the thing that happens behind closed doors, like the way that, you know, the faculty treats the guys, and the way that the guys and now girls learn how to be, you know, family. And those are the things that kept me there. You know, the corps song is Never Walk Alone, and I can remember all 10 years that I was with the drum corps, that day that we learned how to sing the corps song together sticks with me forever. And those are the moments that why the retention rate of you know, the membership is so high because it's more about just the show they put on the field. And I think that's the thing that we need to get back to the field, like take all of that amazing stuff that's happening in the brotherhood and sisterhood now and all of that, and getting that same emotion to the field. And when that happens, that's when you see, you know, the drum corps that we've seen in the past. That's when you see like the 1999 Jesus Christ Superstar. You know, I think the best core that we've seen lately was the 2015 Madison Scouts, when Andy Ebert was writing the drill and Scott Borma was writing the book. Like, that was a really good drum corps, and we saw that peak through. So it's just this staff and this educational team getting that back, where all of the amazing things that are happening to the field, so the kids are sharing it with the audience, not just holding it inside.
Well, I'm excited. Thank you for taking time to talk to me about this.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. We're all going to be paying attention and keeping track. And, man, good luck.
Awesome. Thank you, Tim. So thank you so much. And, you know, last thing I'll say, a lot of people have been asking me about alumni and, like, you know, what can the alumni do? And, you know, I even had an alumnus kind of jokingly say, like, I'm sure you want us to get out of your checkbook now. But, you know, the thing I would say to anyone that's listening to this about drum corps is just, if you are a lover of drum corps and you're aged out or whatever, just try and get involved. Like, find if there's a camp near you, or see if you can serve meals, or maybe make an airport run, or just, you know, try and do something to give back, because those are the things that are going to make a big difference. Yes, could every drum corps use more funding? Probably. But I'll tell you, like, having adults that want to lend a helping hand offer way more to the culture of drum corps right now than anything else we could possibly do. So I appreciate everyone that's supporting drum corps and the Madison Scouts and anything that they're doing. But that's the thing I would ask of anyone that's listening to this that wants to get involved, is get your kids involved, get to camps, help people out. And that's the thing that you can do that's going to help the kids better than ever.
So if I want to do that, what do I do?
The easiest way is you just go into any drum corps website and then look for volunteers. There's a volunteer button on all drum corps websites and their operational systems, and you just send an email. Usually it says, would you like to volunteer? ? You click that link, and it's going to pop up an auto email and just say, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so, and I would love to help out. I see that this camp is near my house. How can I get involved? And I guarantee you, someone's going to say, would you mind picking up someone from the airport? Or, right, you know, would you like to come help sew bibbers? Or would you like to do this, that, and the other? And, you know, those people, I mean, you get a lot of fulfillment for helping, but seeing the kids and being around that atmosphere, I mean, it's pretty special. It's pretty special.
Yeah, and when I've done some podcasts about volunteering, which anybody can find at Marching Roundtable, you know, even if it's just I have an hour, like, you know, maybe you could run somebody to the drugstore or run an errand to Target or something, that really matters. So don't feel like you have to be able to give 2 days of your time or something. So, yeah, that's a great way to end. Everybody can be involved. You can write a check, of course, or support in all kinds of different ways. Love the volunteering angle. Jason, man, have an awesome season.
Awesome. Thank you, Tim.
Find more podcasts, interviews, and videos about Drum Corps International at marchingartseducation.com. Just search for DCI or the name of your favorite drum corps. Thank you for being a fan and supporting the work we're doing here at the Marching Roundtable. With almost 10,000 downloads a month, we are reaching a huge audience of educators, marchers, fans, and parents. Please tell a friend or colleague about us and consider giving us a review on iTunes so that more people can find us. Also, you can really support us by becoming a member. For as little as $2 a month, you get access to every podcast release, over 800 titles, and help us keep creating and sharing this great information. Go to marchingroundtable.com and click on Podcast Membership. At any time, you can upgrade to the full Marching Arts Education membership and also get access to live webinars, videos, and discounts on coursework. Thanks again to the sponsor of this podcast, 6to5 Productions, found at 6to5productions.com. This is your host, Tim Hinton, the Beast of the Marching Arts. Hear my marching band show arrangements at timhinton.com.
If you're a business that works with band directors, marching bands, color guards, or drum lines, you should sponsor podcasts at the Marching Roundtable. Our listeners are the exact audience you're trying to reach. And with thousands of podcast downloads each month, it's a great way to directly reach your target audience. For more information, click on the sponsorship opportunities link at marchingroundtable.com or email Tim at tim@marchingroundtable.com. You can grow your business and help support what we're doing here on the podcast.